Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
William Carey University Athletics.
Every sport you find inside me.
Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
This is Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
We're covering everything William Carey University Athletics. From the field to the court and the diamond. On Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of Crusader Talk. Glad to have you back with us. Took a little week off to celebrate Labor Day. Had a little time with our families. Josh is taking a little extra week off. Been with a couple friends and getting a lot done over the past few weeks. But we're happy that you've chosen to join us. I believe Josh is going to be tuned in on his drive home. And we appreciate both the flexibility we get with this job, but also the times that we do get to come in studio together. All right. Since we've been off, got a lot to recap. I mean, just because we have Labor Day week doesn't mean that there's an entire week off from athletics. You still have soccer games to recap, volleyball's in full swing, cross country has begun their season since we last spoke, a little bit of change in guard as far as baseball coaches. Not Coach Alford. He is around, kicking, and here to stay. You cannot get rid of the man. Neither do we want to, by the way. But some changes there coming up. Don't have all the specifics, but do have one big note to claim there. Also, you have women's soccer. This is kind of some of the not-so-fun news, getting their first regular season loss in 2 years. Think about that. They have not lost a regular season contest in 2 years, and they lose one on the road in Foley, Alabama, to Kaiser. But they came roaring back. Next game against Southeastern. You ever think about Alabama football? You never wanted to be that team that played them after they had a loss in the middle of the regular season. I think William Carey women's soccer is pretty similar. So after a 1-2 loss to Kaiser on Friday, Carey comes back and wins 9-0 in soccer over Southeastern. The Fire get dousted in that game over there in Foley. So I'm wondering if that's the wake-up call. Yeah, you have to really think about it. This team is obviously different from last year and some of the years before, but this was one that is not nearly as deep as far as their bench. Lost a huge piece as far as a forward and goal scorer in Jimenez to a D1 school late in the offseason. And so with that, they've had to mix the bag up and try to figure out who's going to play where, change up their entire back defensive line. But still, they're managing to get shots off, managing to keep good time of possession for most matches, and there's still only one loss on the year, and they're going to be ripping raring to go next time they're at Danny Owens Field. So, as we mention all the time, you know, one loss does not make or break your season, and at this point, it may hurt your ranking just a touch, but by all means, your conference play and a regular season conference title is still the first goal in the mind of all of the players and staff over at William Carey and women's soccer. Now, that's still in play, as is the tournament. Everything is still right there in front of you. Just the perfect record is not there. Now, when you look at men's soccer, still a pretty decent season going on. They've had a little bit of a break. Last match was on August 31st where they tied Louisiana Christian 1-1. A match where William Carey really controlled the ball a whole lot more than LCU, and had to actually come from behind in order to get that equalizer and finish the game tied. But they will not play again until this Thursday, where they'll host Florida National University on what will likely be a pretty wet Danny Owens Field. If you think about all the weather that's coming down from the Gulf as Tropical Storm Florence, probably soon to be a reemerging hurricane, as we batten down the hatches and prepare for that, we'll see how much rain we'll get, where it makes landfall. Last indication was somewhere around Louisiana, around maybe the Lake Charles area. All right, coming up later on in the show, and I know we've still got time in this segment, but I wanted to give you a preview of what you have to look forward to. Going to get our start of the school year conversation with Dr. Ben Burnett, hear about the enrollment numbers of the university, also fun things that are in store coming up on the horizon. I know the cafeteria has had a huge renovation that they're either about to open up or just has recently been opened up fully. Also have, obviously, the new fight song to kind of recap with them. We debuted that last episode And so we get to hear his reaction to what he thinks that'll bring for the university and a whole lot more. I mean, just a general heartbeat recap of everything that's been going on through the first few weeks of classes. And then also, I buried the lead here. In our third segment, we're going to have volleyball coach Rhonda Shirley on the program because I don't know if you've heard about this, but volleyball is back and in a big way at William Carey as the Crusaders not only have gotten a couple conference wins. Oh, no, we're not talking about just any old regular run-of-the-mill wins. We're talking about storybook wins. We're talking about William Carey snapping a 42-game SSAC win streak in the Blue Mountain Christian Toppers. That's right. The Toppers had won 42 straight volleyball matches against conference opponents. And what better team to break that streak than William Carey? I tell you, it's always fun to be that team that takes down the powerhouse. You know, you kind of feel that David and Goliath-esque feeling. And when I was a college student, you know, I'd make no bones about it. I did not get my undergraduate at William Carey. I know about the Crusaders now, and I'm a diehard as it is now. But when I was in college at Mississippi State, I was there during the season of women's basketball whenever they went to Dallas for the Final Four and got to take on UConn and broke their 111-game winning streak. When I tell you, that is very similar to what William Carey has done in breaking Blue Mountain Christian's streak from a conference perspective. It's pretty huge. And we're going to get to talk to Coach Rhonda Shirley about how all that shook out and how this program is looking going forward, because as you look at what they have done so far, they not only took down Blue Mountain Christian, but they also have a win against UT Southern on the road at that. They blanked the Firehawks 3-0 over there in Pulaski, Tennessee. So two conference road matches to start off the year, and they've won the first one 3-0 and then one over Blue Mountain Christian 3-2. Could have been even sooner than that had they not dropped the first set 26-24. I mean, he had to go to extra points there in order to get that one finished up. Blue Mountain Christian took that one, but they lost the battle but did not lose the war, as William Carey won that one 3-2. All right, so that conversation with Coach Rhonda Shirley coming up, you won't want to miss that in our third segment. So one of the things I mentioned at the top of the show was a little bit of a changing of the guard when it comes to the baseball program. And somebody that we've had on the show a good bit has been associate head coach, former just assistant coach, Ben Smith. And as we all know, Ben took an assistant athletic director's role as the AD of external affairs. Well, that role is expanding in scope, and it has expanded to the point where Ben felt it pertinent to put all of his efforts and time and energy into that role, in addition to being a role of a father, rather than continuing being an assistant coach or associate head coach in the baseball landscape. And I got to applaud him for it, because, one, it's such a great opportunity that he has as an assistant AD, and I really think that's a role that fits him. Just from the conversations that we've had here in the studio over the last few months, to the times that I've just gotten to see him personally around church and everywhere else in our community. This is, one, a role that fits him, but two, this is an opportunity that he has to do his job, work the office, and work in the community, but not be, and I hate to say it this way, not be stuck at the ball field till all hours of the night throughout the spring, and even some of the fall. Heck, baseball just started fall practice. Can you believe it? We're already talking about baseball doing things, getting ready for a season, and it's August. August 9th, and we're talking about baseball starting fall practice. So with that, Ben is going to get some much-needed relief and time with his girls and his wife, Amy. But he's also got big responsibilities within the athletic program. You know, a lot of fundraising to be done, a lot of community outreach and organizing of different promotions, exciting things. And I think by not sharing time with coaching up players and along with all the community outreach and other fundraising things that he has to do, I think that you're going to see the benefits of what Ben's going to be able to do when he has this role and is fully committed to it. So I'm excited to see how this all shakes out with him because, again, with the ideas that we've heard already from the William Carey app to seeing the fight song come to fruition to hopefully, and Josh is going to echo this when he comes back next week, hopefully the in-person Crusader mascot will come to be. Again, that's probably a number one. Yeah, first donation that he gets corporately is going to go directly to that mascot uniform. Well, that and hopefully paying the lighting bill and everything else. You know, those are important too. But the first pet project, and you know, it would be nice project. I think we might see that in the near future. But that should be good. All right, so coming up next, again, going to visit with Dr. Ben Burnett. We're going to hear all about his thoughts so far through this academic year, but also athletic year, as we are right into the start of the fall. Again, going full blast with volleyball, cross country, both men's and women's soccer. Before long, we'll be talking about basketball as well. Again, Josh has the night off. You're stuck with me, but we've got a lot of good content coming up for you. So, Miss Rhonda Shirley, head coach of volleyball, coming up third segment, and then Dr. Ben Burnett is coming up next. Stay tuned as Crusader Talk continues.
The coaches, to the student athletes, and the fans that cheer them on.
You're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Crusader Talk. I'm Caleb Hamill. Dalton Stanford is running the board for us tonight. Josh has the night off. But a man who never has a night off, he's always working. And is always working hard for your Crusaders and the university is Dr. Ben Burnett. And he joins us now over the phone. Dr. Burnett, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Caleb. And speaking of never working, of course, it's never light work here on this campus. It's always having a good time. But I'm standing on the back steps of my study from the president's home that overlooks the Crusader field, soccer field. And it's just a beautiful sight here tonight. Here on campus, we're having a great year so far.
It's got to be nice having that as a back lawn. It's probably in much better shape than my backyard is.
Yes, it's a pretty good backyard, too, and it's a great spot to watch the soccer games from and to host our students and have our alumni over. It's all good.
Yeah, and the best part of it is you don't have to mow it every day or every week.
That's true. Of course, I like cutting grass, and I think I may have to talk them into letting me cut my own grass because I rather enjoy doing that.
Well, if they don't let you do that, I will happily give you my address if you're bored and looking for more things to do. But
no.
I know that is not the issue. You are loaded down. Your schedule does not have much of a gap in it. That's why we are excited to have you on here tonight. Okay, so brand new school year. I know it feels like every single year we're talking about record enrollment. How are things as far as student numbers coming into this fall trimester?
This is probably one for the history books at William Carey, going back probably all 132 years of our existence, because our total enrollment we won't know for several more weeks because we have second five-week term classes starting in a little while, and so we're literally steadily registering everybody every day. Our total enrollment will probably be a little bit more than last year, but where we're really excited is that we had a record number of students to live on campus. And if you've heard me talk at all, you know that I've been, and now going into my third year as president, doing all I can to increase campus life because our on-campus population had dwindled down and was not half of our capacity, but not much more than that. And in the last 2 years, we've increased our on-campus residency by 35%. And we have more students living on campus now than we've ever had in our history. So that means more at the ball games, more at our concerts, and our theater events. So we're very excited about that.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff to have, especially people on campus, because as we all know, the college experience is not nearly the same online as it is when you're on campus and in person.
No. No, we're a big fan. We have a lot of online programs and some online classes, but the true college experience, I know I enjoyed mine in my 4 years of doing that, and I want to provide something that's similar for our students. So not only, though, Caleb, do we break a record with on-campus, but we have a record number of first-time freshmen and a record number of transfer students. And just transfer students alone, we were pushing right at 600 students. In the last 2 years, we've increased our transfer population by 101%.
Wow.
So we've doubled. So we're very, very excited about that. We love our community colleges, and they do such a great job of preparing our students for the future. And there are a lot of community college options here for degrees and, more importantly, for scholarships, because, you know, we've been pushing very hard the last 2 years on our Making College Affordable campaign, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that's part of the reason for the growth in these areas. We were named number one in the nation, I'm sorry, number one in the state last year by an outside group for best college affordability in the state of Mississippi, and that's above all other private and public schools. So we're providing an affordable education with our new scholarship model. We're paying for textbooks for our undergraduate students and doing all that we can so our students can complete their degree without owing a lot of money.
Yeah, I feel like that has to be one of the biggest pushes that has paid dividends as far as enrollment has been concerned. Because every time I look up at the TV or turn on the radio, look online, I'm seeing everything about how affordable William Carey is, which shocks a lot of people as a private university, just how affordable it can be with all the books paid for and everything else that y'all do to make it possible. All right, so
absolutely.
So let's kind of dial this in for just a second. So now you've had all of this new enrollment coming in. What's it like acclimating these students to your campus? I know Carey Wow is a huge thing that helps get people involved.
Yeah, we have a good new student orientation. It's been in place certainly longer than I've been president, and they do a good job of acclimating our students. But I tell you, I think the best thing that acclimates so many of our students that come to us are in our marching band or in the choirs or athletes. You know, they're coming in and plugging in already to groups they already belong to, and so that helps tremendously. But also, even though we're growing and have a lot of people on campus, we're still a relatively tight campus for space-wise, and so everybody hangs out with everybody. And our newly renovated cafeteria, I don't know if you've seen that or not.
No, I still got to get it out there for Fried Chicken Wednesday and see it.
You do, and tell that man on the soundboard over there that it looks a lot different than when he graduated from here a few years ago, because our cafeteria is stunning. We should open up the second side of it by Thursday of this week. And there's a $4.2 million renovation of the cafeteria. So we've created some great spaces on campus, a lot of new landscaping, a lot of new sidewalks, a new parking lot that opens in 2 weeks. So we're doing all that we can to just really rev up things here on campus.
I'm talking to Dr. Ben Burnett, president of William Carey University, here on Crusader Talk. All right, now thinking about what you just mentioned with orienting students and how close mm-hmm. the band members and athletes are, it kind of segues right into one of the big things that we broke a couple of weeks ago, and that was that there is a fight song now that William Carey can
yeah.
lock on to. And what's been the reception so far that you've heard from people as they got to hear it?
Well, it's been incredible. You know, even though we have 21 athletic teams and 400 athletes, some people discount our athletic program, and you know that's a mistake because as good as our athletic program is, but because a lot of times because we don't play football, we play everything else in the world and more sports than our public counterparts in the state of Mississippi, with men's and women's swimming, with archery, with competitive cheerleading, you know, all these things that we started in the last few years. But what we did not have to tie it all together was a unifying fight song that could be for every sport. And our dean of music, Dr. Wes Dykes, leaned on one of our contractors that writes a lot of music for the marching band, and they created probably the best fight song in the world that I've heard. And, you know, I'm a former band director, so I'm kind of critical with things like this. But once you hear it, it'll stay in your mind, and we think it's going to unify all of the teams and hopefully get our crowds excited.
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't humming it along the sidewalks and walking around my neighborhood the other day. It's catchy now. It really is.
Yeah. For about 3 days after we heard it at our faculty and staff opening, couldn't get it, could not stop humming it in my mind. So it does take a hold of you, and that's what you wanted to do, though.
Yeah. So your university has gone from, you know, heavily pitching the affordableness of William Carey and how great it compares to other schools in the state. Now y'all are working on getting everybody involved and coming out to athletic contests, and you put together this, you know, okay commercial with this kind of mediocre voice talent on the back of it. No, for those of you that haven't seen it, go onto the William Carey Athletics or William Carey University Facebook pages, you'll see what I'm talking about. But I'm not saying that out of conceit. I was just acknowledging how thankful I am that y'all thought that my calls on some of Carey's best moments over the last few years was worthy of advertising and all that. It was a shock to me, and I'm very appreciative of it.
Well, your calls are electric, especially when we're winning. Probably the best call you made was when our baseball team hit a walk-off grand slam to 10-run rule the conference championship this past spring, and that was certainly a great moment for our sports history and a great moment for you. But I hope people will watch that commercial. It's only about 30 seconds. It'll be airing on TVs, and we're killing it with social media. You can go to Carey Athletics on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, and you can scroll around until you see that commercial. And I think all of our listeners out there will enjoy watching that, and it kind of is hard to wrap up last year's record-breaking sports year in 30 seconds. But I think this marketing company, a local marketing company, Bread, here in Hattiesburg, I think they did a good job of wrapping that up. And your voice makes it all come together.
Well, I hope they start coming out to the different athletic venues so they don't have to hear my voice. They got to see it live and in person. And,
that's right.
And just get to maybe wave at me from the stands into the press box. Well, Dr. Burnett, thanks so much for joining us. We look forward to seeing how well the university continues to blossom and prosper with the continued developments around the university campus, and look forward to seeing you again soon.
Well, Caleb, we appreciate you and Super Talk and all the great listeners that join us on Super Talk on this show and the William Carey Wednesdays as we talk about the great things here at Carey.
All right, Dr. Burnett, thank you so much for joining us. Up next, we've got Coach Rhonda Shirley from volleyball to talk about this season, but also a huge upset that's catapulting this volleyball program throughout this season, more than likely. Got a lot coming up on the horizon. We'll talk about that with Coach Shirley next on Crusader Talk.
You're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
And welcome everybody to another segment here on Crusader Talk, as we had a good conversation with Dr. Ben Burnett earlier. Good words about everything growing at the university, all kinds of enrollment numbers that are being broken left and right. We'll know fully just the scope and scale of how much, as far as on-campus students, we've increased by, and it is just incredible. Every single year, we're seeing more and more growth, more and more people getting an education at this wonderful university, some hearing about Jesus for the first time, and getting to spend time in chapel, and really altogether getting to have great community with other people on campus. And that's what it's all about, especially for those on-campus students. The community paired with the lessons learned in class just fully encapsulate a great William Carey experience. All right, so we promised you on the third segment, we have got Coach Rhonda Shirley on the phone, and we've talked off and on about the looming, you know, big wig in the SSAC, that is the Blue Mountain Christian Toppers, and what a challenging program they are, and you know, how much of a splash they've made over the last few years. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got them. Here to talk about it, Coach Rhonda Shirley. Coach, this was a team that a lot of people over the years have just kind of written off as just another L on the schedule, but your girls, in just your second year, march out to North Mississippi and would not be denied and come home with a 3-2 victory. Coach, what a feat, and your season is still young.
I'm so proud of my team and just how they embrace the moment and just the challenge and just like the process that we're on, you know, and that's really what it's all about. And so I just couldn't be more proud of them at this time. I really couldn't.
All right. So just looking at what you've accomplished so far this year, currently the record is 11-4. Your losses on the year have come in some of those invitational games that you've really front-loaded the schedule with, and it's been exciting to see just how much time your girls have been able to spend on the court coming into conference play. And you finally get your first match in Hattiesburg and blank Tougaloo 3-0, and then go on a road trip to Pulaski and then Blue Mountain. How has it been for your team, and what have y'all learned so far before you even faced the Firehawks in Pulaski? What was that growth like leading up to conference play?
Well, I mean, I purposely kind of went to tournaments where I knew we would see some pretty tough teams. I'm very much a coach where I want my preseason to maybe be even harder than what we're going to see in conference, because I don't want my team to have the deer in the headlights look when we play someone in conference. And most of our losses, besides one, I feel like three of our four losses, I mean, are to ranked teams. Kaiser is receiving votes. St. Thomas is a tough team. Cumberland, the same. And, I mean, they're teams that my young team needed to see. But also, they don't know names, so they were just going to go in and play. And I think that was great for us to be able to head into conference and then be able to face the two teams we faced early on, because, I mean, Tennessee and Southern had some great pieces, had a kid out early that didn't really play a lot for us, so they'll be different the second time around. And then Blue Mountain, I mean, I feel like they're young, but they have the confidence to know that they are doing the right things, and if they do the right things, a win may happen, and if it doesn't, they're still doing the right things, and a loss is okay.
Coach, I'm just looking back through how the match laid out against Blue Mountain, and the first set was one for the books already, to only lose that one 26-24. I mean, you pushed Blue Mountain to the brink in set number one and completely dominated the second set. What was that game progression like going through that first set, all for it to end up being Blue Mountain's, and then to come out guns blazing in the second?
Well, I really feel like we should have had the first set. I mean, we were up. I think we had control. I think we played a little bit too much not to lose. And I told them that after that. I said, the rest of this match, I don't want you to play not to lose. I just want you to play to win. I want you just to play with confidence, and whatever happens, happens. And I think if we would have played like that the first set, we would have won it, because we were up, and then we felt the pressure. And we responded well. I think after I said that in the second set, yeah, we dominated. And then, you know, they came back. I mean, Blue Mountain's a good team. I expected them to come back. They're not going to lay down. And, you know, then came back for sure in the third. But for as young as a team as I have, and I'm talking young, we have to be one of the youngest, I think, teams out there in the conference when it comes to starters. And so I just have to really get them to understand it's going to be a progression for us for sure.
Talking with Rhonda Shirley, head volleyball coach at William Carey. And, Coach, just kind of looking at the performance of a couple individuals, you mentioned how young this team is, and one of the freshmen that stood out in that match was Marcella Ermont. And looking at those stats, 19 kills, had an ace and two blocks, and really helped the Crusaders' cause in that. What's it like with her as a freshman making such a big splash?
Well, it's great, because that's not what she's here to do. She's a setter.
Right.
She's come in to be a setter for us, but She was an attacker before coming in here, had a little bit of an injury, and then prior to coming in here, you know, was focusing on setting, and we are going to build her into being a great setter for us. And she's learning from our veteran setter right now, but she's also an attacker and she understands her role. And, you know, it was great to see her just understand her role. Like, she wants to be a setter, but right now she needs to be an attacker for us. And I don't think she could have responded any better than she did against Blue Mountain to say, "Coach, I'm going to do whatever you want me to do to help this team be successful." And she did exactly that. So couldn't be more proud of her than I am right now.
Coach, you have already two wins in conference play under your belt. Does this team feel like they are right there in the mix to be, well, I mean, dare we say it, conference champions, already 2-0?
You know, I think that, I mean, I'm very much a coach that we don't look past too much the next match. And so I think maybe in their minds they probably do. I just don't preach it. I just say we have to look, you know, we have to be where our feet are and we have to just look to the next one. But I do feel like they have a feeling like, yeah, they can compete for that. And I want them to have that feeling. And do I think we have the pieces for it? Absolutely. And so I know that's what they're working for. We just don't want to put the, you know, cart before the horse. And they know that about me. And they just know that, you know, we have to be where our feet are and just look to the next day. And then once that's done, we're going to look to the next. And I really think they're buying into that. But I know and they know that we have the pieces. It's just about all where they fall at the end of the season, because we have some great teams in our conference and, you know, they're working for the same thing. So I think it's just going to be about what team is really going to, you know, prep for it. You know, I don't want to say the best, but I think has it lining out for them when it's necessary.
Coach, so in taking things just one match at a time, the next one on your schedule is Dillard, a team that was a pretty fun competitor in, I believe, two matches last year. I know of one that was really fun there at William Carey. What are you looking forward to as far as the girls matching up with them on Saturday?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a great match for us. Dillard, yes, we played them twice last year. I was very impressed with their athleticism, and I expect the same this year. And we need that challenge. We need kids that are very physical, fast, are going to challenge us. And I expect the same thing. So, again, it's another great match for us to, you know, prep for the next weekend, which is going to be very tough for us because we are going to have Faulkner and Mobile, who is right now at the number one spot, you know, according to the rankings right now. So, for us, it's another great team to help us prep, just like our preseason conference tournaments, to prep for the next, you know, conference matches.
I want to ask you about scheduling. I know we talked about how you front-loaded with a couple invitationals, and with those, you end up playing a lot of two-match Fridays and two-match Saturdays, which, in my mind, you can either echo this or refute it, but I feel like that might help prepare this team for these Friday-Saturday sets of matches, as you have already had UT Southern and Blue Mountain Christian in back-to-back days. Now you're going to have Mobile and Faulkner in back-to-back days. Does that early schedule of playing basically four matches in 2 days a couple times, do you feel like that's helped prepare the girls for the grind of the SSAC calendar?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm all about that. The one thing my team knows about me is we're always going to train harder than what a match is going to look like, and that's what preseason is about. So they're playing 2-2. And then when they go to 1-1 and they only have to focus on one each day and they're going to be the same caliber of what they played, now they feel almost, not like it's easier, but it is. The grind of not playing two in each day, they feel, I think, more energized. They understand what's coming. And I do think it really preps them. And I am very diligent about how our preseason is going to affect our conference play, because our season is broken into three. It's preseason, it's conference, and then it's postseason, and you know, now we're in the second part of our season, and I really feel like preseason has helped prep us for the second part of our season.
Coach, we got about 30 seconds left. What is your message to the fans out there as far as getting them into the Ben Waddle Sports Facility to get to watch your girls this year?
I mean, I just think they need to come. If you want to see some exciting volleyball, this is the group. I mean, they're energized, they're focused, they're going to make some amazing plays. And if you don't walk out of our gym saying, I want to come back and watch them, I would question, like, your excitement about volleyball. But it is a group I just feel like people should come watch.
I could not agree more. Coach Shirley, thanks so much for joining us here this evening. We wish you the best of luck throughout the rest of the season.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on here.
All right. Coach Rhonda Shirley, head volleyball coach at William Carey, walking us through the excitement of this 2024 season already. Big moments in the bag and plenty more to have as William Carey will host Dillard this Saturday and then follow it up with the following weekend with Mobile and Faulkner coming to town. Wrap it up with you next. Look at the calendar and a couple more countdowns as we tick our way through the 2024 and into 2025 athletic season. Stay with us.
You're tuned in to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Final segment of Crusader Talk here on this Monday. Glad you're with us after we've had a week off of the program. A lot that we've had to recap today. A lot on the horizon as well. Men's golf underway. Mentioned some stuff going on last week. Cross country got their first start of the year. Going over and playing at, I say playing, running at Mississippi College as part of that invitational. Pretty good results over there, too. Have to give credit where credit's due. Third place finish for the men's cross-country team. Fourth for the women. Good to see those getting into the action here early on. And a pedestal finish for the men's team, if you want to think about it that way. Coming up this week in the calendar, you've got soccer, men's soccer, that is, playing on Thursday, as we hope that conditions are dry enough for all that to transpire. But we'll keep our eyes and ears tuned in to see if everything gets played out like it's supposed to. But the plan right now is to host Florida National University at Danny Owens Field Thursday at 6 p.m. And you can follow that live on the Carey Sports Network. Just go to the links on careyathletics.com. You can either follow live video or live stats. Men's and women's cross country will be at the Southern Showcase at Jacksonville State in Jacksonville, Alabama. That is Friday. And then Saturday, archery getting into the mix with a meet at Mississippi College, the USA Archery Collegiate 3D Regionals. You ever seen 3D archery? It's not the same as, you know, your standard bullseye target stuff. 3D means you're shooting animal models.
When I think about 3D archery, the first thing that pops into my mind is like Wii Sports. You know, hold the Wiimote and the nunchuck and
there you
the
go.
Target and let the guy in the background go, 10 points, you know, whatever he used to say.
Yeah, one of my favorite things in like the Wii Sports was whenever you would accidentally drop the bowling ball on the backswing and everybody around the crowd would have to jump up out of the way and like, oh.
They'd jump and spin around and they'd all yell, wow. But you know, in the new version, they took that out.
That's a crime against humanity.
It is. It is.
Really an absolute crime. What isn't a crime is Coach Shirley's volleyball program hosting Diller. That's a great thing to have. Depending on what the final score is, could be almost looked at as a crime. We hope that it's, you know, a 3-0 blanking. But
I would hope so.
Yeah. We'll take a win nonetheless. But that happening on campus, as well as men's soccer, as they will host Wiley University. That's a 6 p.m. start over at Danny Owens Field. Women's soccer on the road this week. Their only match of the week will be at Georgia Gwinnett. Big time meeting over in Lawrenceville, Georgia. A big bounce back weekend, hopefully coming for Coach Owens and squad as they drop their first regular season match in a couple of years to Kaiser. Mentioned that at the top of the broadcast over there in that Foley Classic, which, by the way, a year ago was such a huge builder for this program. That was probably the biggest wake-up call they got, was a come-from-behind 3-2 victory in that invitational. And so that pushed them forward, gave them the wake-up call they needed going into conference play and into the postseason before they eventually fell in the title game. But learning experience for a young group could be a very important key moment, and we'll probably be looking back at that as we get into the month of October and really get to see what this Crusader group is made of. So that's a look at the calendar. We'll also kind of count down the days we have until some more sports seasons are underway. The biggest one I'm looking at is we're only 53 days away from men's and women's basketball starting off their season. And, hey, if you are a basketball fan and you want to really follow this group, I'll tell you, opening weekend is a prime opportunity for you to not only consume the season's first games for both men and women, but get a couple under your belt. If you want to, they're going to be playing over at Faulkner on the weekend of November 1st and 2nd. So that's a Friday and Saturday. And what it involves is a game of women's basketball at 1 o'clock on that Friday, followed by a men's meeting with Cumberland University at 3 p.m. So you get a back-to-back dose of William Carey basketball on that Friday at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. And then the following day, you'll see the women's team play at 1 again, and yet again, the men follow right after at 3 o'clock. No excuse why you shouldn't be out there cheering on the Crusaders. If a road trip is, you know, in the budget, it seems like a great trip. My wife and I went out there covering some road games before, and there's some fun things to do over there in Montgomery. Good stuff to have outside of just the basketball you get to take in.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. What a great way to spend a weekend, you know, hit up Montgomery, see the games, get you some good food, and then come on home, you know?
Yeah, we got to see the Civil Rights Museum they have over there. Mm. Very cool. It was fairly new when we went, and a very humbling experience, by the way, getting to see all the different exhibits. They're still growing it when we went down there. And as you mentioned, good food over there as well. Yeah. I'll have to, if you want some food recommendations, Kevin and I had some from when we were there for the SSAC basketball tournament this past year. And that's where all the meetings happen too. So the coaches have their little spots they get to go to as well. It's a good time. So if you're into basketball, you have a little over 50 days to decide where you want to be on November 1st, if it's going to be following Coach Knight's team or Coach English's squad, that's the place to be. Otherwise, I guess you can tune into the stats, and Josh may be out there covering it as well. Still trying to figure out all the different coverage because we still have some high school football stuff too. You know, we have some commitments that we have to be beholden to in that regard because, you know, we only get one a week. So, yeah, you have to be true to that and help out your local teams with that as well. But all in all, some good stuff coming up in William Carey Athletics. Would love to have you out there at Danny Owens Field for Thursday and Saturday, or see you at the Ben Wallace Sports Facility Saturday as Coach Shirley's team takes on Dillard. That's going to do it for us for this edition of Crusader Talk. Catch us on demand in podcast form wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Crusader Talk. Josh will be back with us next week. Until then, for Dalton Stanford, I'm Caleb Hamill. Good night, God bless, and go Saders.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.